You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora te whanau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi poho. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show and we've got Finn Johansson in the studio. Kia ora Finn, how are you this morning?
Kia ora Rachel, thank you for having me. I'm really good.
I love to hear that. You are wearing the most appropriate jacket for the weather today. Big, fluffy black jacket.
Thank you for saying it. I was real gutted I couldn't wear my normal jock. American football one, because it's got dog shit on it.
Oh, no. Yeah. Do I even want to know the story of how that happened?
I was set at the standing desk in my van on the lawn.
Love that.
Yeah. And so I was just walking around on the lawn. We have a couple of dogs around. It's not a good story, but it's a long one. So we can keep going. Nah, I just stepped in poo.
Oh, no.
And then the poo got on the jacket.
Oh, no. I'm really sorry. There is nothing worse in life. I think it's got to be one of the, like, just most singularly stupid, depressing things that could happen to you.
Well, you did the only thing that's the antidote to it, which is like cool coat.
Cool coat, yeah, you got the cool coat on today, so it's all come round, full circle. Finn, we got you here specifically to talk about your jackets this morning. Now, we got you in because you have a new single out with Nio. We still got it. Nio, people will know from her own amazing music career, or maybe also as Harry Styles' keyboardist of late, which has been pretty cool.
Bunch of instruments and handstands.
And just like good vibes and opened for him as well. She's had a really busy couple of years, but you guys are friends from way, way, way back. How do you know each other?
I met Nio in London. She was sort of like a shoeless individual. The squatting scenes in London are way better than anywhere in New Zealand.
Impressive.
There are places that you can actually live in hippie environments. And that was my first exposure to her. I met her through Jessie Sheehan. But she's an Aotearoa person from way back, as in she's a New Zealander.
Shout outs to Tauranga specifically, I believe.
Absolutely. And all that Harry Styles stuff, super exciting. But I do want to tautoko the fact that she might be one of the most incredible, like, next level musicians I've ever met. Worked with or heard.
She's got talent for days and also very, very chill about it as well. Just like one of those people say, oh, yeah, I can do that. I can do that thing. No worries. Like, that's a very complicated thing. Just whip it out.
I feel like maybe she's pretty in touch with, like, the difference between, or like, what a New Zealand vibe is.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we were shooting the music video for this and she was like, oh, man, my friends in LA are going to think this is really Kiwi. And I was like, but we're just doing normal stuff.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I know. I just
what do you mean?
I can't even do it.
I love the music video for this. Slightly unsettling in the best way. Very silly, very fun. Filmed in a swimming pool at someone's house with some great toweling, like very 1960s looking swim cover-ups that you've got on there. Where'd you find those? Those was literally all I was thinking the whole time. I was like, great song, but also where did they find those towel cover-ups?
Yeah, those things are like what you'd find draped on an oven.
Yeah.
But it fits you across like a onesie, and then it has two little shorts things at the bottom.
It's
if
perfect.
Anybody can imagine that. And they're blue. Like
great.
The finest towel.
Like the best towels.
That was all just Nio. That was Nio's mother's place. Theo did a great job filming in it. It is very... I've had a few comments. People are like, I don't know, it's 2024. We've been through a lot this decade already. I'm like, I don't want to put any more VFX budget into wearing larger underpants.
No. You've got the undies you've got, and that's all you need.
I actually went out and bought those undies during the shoot. I was like, I need smaller undies.
I need smaller, sillier undies is what I need right now. I do appreciate, though, the modesty screen that you both got, you know, covering up your nipples, Finn. You can't have that on the television.
Well, I could take credit for that. I taught myself how to do VFX to get the nipples out of there. Theo very smartly, because we were like, oh, the algorithm, nipples. And so I think I was like, how about you do your nipples as well, Finn, which is an absolutely killer move. It wouldn't have been a good move without that.
Exactly.
But yeah, I was up. We got a recolor grade.
Wow.
And I was like, I've found the best color guy. And so we sent the whole music video again. And I had to redo the nipples at the 11th hour. So I'm still closing my eyes and there's like after imprints and on my retina. Of nipples.
Nice.
My own nipples.
I hope everybody's really getting in the headspace to watch this video if they haven't already. What I feel is an important kind of thread to draw out of this is that it looks like you guys had a lot of fun making this. What was the context for writing the track? How did it kind of come about? Were you just pissing around, or did you sort of sit down and get together? How did it actually work?
Everything that me and Nio do has the undercurrent of pissing around.
Nice.
But we were both really, maybe not depressed, but physically just awful. Really, really. And I'm speaking for myself mostly here, and I have a 99% chance that Naya will probably be like, yeah, okay, I can get on board with this sentiment.
Yep.
But I will speak for myself here. I was completely exhausted. I was burnt out. I was drinking too much.
Mm.
And I think I said this on a social media post, but it's like quite a cool thing. It's the song's called We Still Got It, and the lyric is like, we still got it if we stop soon.
Yeah.
Which was what I was like driving us to the liquor store. We bought some gin and tonics because we were going to write this song while Naya was on this Harry Styles tour. In the back of my van, she had 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I was just getting into collaboration, which I have a lot to say on. It's a wonderful thing, collaboration.
We love it.
But we were going to have to pull this thing out. And so we were getting the Dutch courage going. We're talking about how I wasn't in very good shape, but not for as good reasons as Nye wasn't in very necessarily good shape.
She's busy touring the world 2.5 times over.
Yeah. I was busy, what, van? I think it says it all. And so, like, yeah, to have the song made, written like that, we wrote the bridge overseas, like, via email.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the longest process when you want to get your ducks in a row, so to speak. Everybody says it. It's the first time I've ever tried to get my ducks in a row.
Mm.
But that's a year and a half of making sure everything's fine, doing it all ourselves, not a big team. And all the while, that song's stuck in your head. And if it's a song about potentially wanting to reassess your drinking and it gets stuck in your head, it's like perfect. It's like your accountability partner.
Every time you go to open the fridge, you're like, oh, that song is still in my brain. I should probably not do that. I love it. That's great. You sort of set yourselves a great tap on the shoulder almost or something.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that was just for me. I'd love to see Nye now that we've released the song and have a chat with her about it. But it was pretty clever.
It is very clever. It's a great song and it's a really great music video, which I highly recommend people go check out today. Finn Johansson and Nio, We Still Got It. When did you film it? Was it when Nio was here over the summer?
Yeah, it was over the summer. And I got Theo together, who's the most amazing videographer. And I'm trying to think. We just visited Nio's aunties.
Nice.
Just sequentially.
Perfect.
And one mother, the mother, has the swimming pool. The aunties have the spa pool.
Great.
What else is in that music video? I guess there's like a park. Yeah, no, it was all one day. It was all I kind of had in my head that we would just do cooked shit. Just lie around kind of looking a bit glazed.
Yep.
And that was where we took it from. No storyboarding. Yeah.
Just vibes.
Yeah, just a one day shoot. No dramas. I think that might contribute to the New Zealandness of it all in a way.
I mean,
we've all just come off the back, as you and I, we were all talking about the 48-hour film festival.
We were off air. If anyone was doing the 48-hour film festival, by the way, I suspect I was going to talk about it earlier in the show, but I realised you'd all be asleep because, you know, it's an exhausting process, 48 hours of basically just start to finish filming and editing. If you did the 48-hour film festival, I'd like to hear what you got and what you made. 5395. You're a veteran of the space or of the kind of world that it comes out of. So you sort of brought that ethos to it, did you?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that, I don't think that it would have been as easy to pull off without our alumni.
Your status. Oh, absolutely.
Having done a few 48 hours in the past. And when you go in thinking like that, it's just things just work themselves out. I love making music videos like that. I also would maybe love storyboarding, but this is the format for me right now.
Exactly. It's what we've got, and it's very, very good. Thank you, Finn, for chatting with us this morning. Finn Johansson and Nio, We Still Got It. Brand new single, great video as well. It's out now in all the places. What place do you prefer people to find it in, Finn?
oh, I don't want to say Spotify, but I haven't put it on Bandcamp yet. Maybe YouTube. They're all a bit depressing, aren't they? Bandcamp got bought by Epic or something. Like, bloody hell. I will say we're releasing a zine.
Oh, sick. When's that coming out?
We collaged a bloody zine together, and it's coming out with a live vid of us playing the song in a week or a week and a half. And
fantastic.
Yeah, you can get little stickers as well. Do you have time to hear about one thing in the zine?
I would love to hear about one thing in the zine. Yes, please.
Okay, there's a quiz. It's, are you a Finn or are you a Nio?
Love it.
Do you love the smell of Vivids or gasoline?
Oh, really getting to the hard questions there. Yeah, I'm a Vivids person, I reckon.
Well, I won't be able to tell you if you're a Finn or a Nio for that.
You'll have to do the tree to get there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it then. Thank you, Finn. Lovely to see you. We'll see you very soon.
Cheers.
Ain't she right in a month or two?
30 minutes late to my Zoom.
Should be brunching now, but we're staying in our room. We still got it if we stop soon. Yeah, we still got it if we. When I get high, I wanna cry for five.
Draw a little smiley on my inner thigh.
Never had a fantasy wanting to die. 'Cause we still got it if we stop soon. Yeah, we still got it if we. Got it if we.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.